Shalom to all! Today's Avos Yerushalayim Pesachim Daf Nun Zayin. We are starting right at the top line with the words Baba Tomas Oivdin, and the answer is Daf on Memchas Omer Beis, about a third of the way up from the bottom. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basib Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shad Haven Aliyah. Now the Mishnah said that when the Karban Pesach is Baba Toma, it's eaten by Toma. The question is, what does it mean it's Baba Toma? And there's many different examples. One of them, which is the main one, is when Rav Avam Yisrael is Tameh, so everyone's allowed to eat the Karban Pesach with Toma. The question is, what about the following? Baba Tomas Oivdin Hechavida. Let's say the Oivdin, meaning the Kehanim, were doing the Beis Hamikdash, they're the ones that are Tameh. How is this Pesach brought? And here's the question. Shechtu Oisei Bali Mumen. Let's say Yisraelim, who even if they're Bali Mumen, it's okay, they could shecht it. And when they do so, the meat still remains Tahar because it hasn't been touched by a Tameh person. And it's only Vizarku Oisei Tameim, that's Barbara Girsa, it's the Tameim, the Kehanim, which are Tameh. They were the ones that did the Zrika, but since they didn't touch the animal, it's not Tameh. The question is, are Yidin, who are Tameim, allowed to eat this Karban Pesach? Now, where does this come from? So really, this question is, do we say Toma Hotra B'tzibur or Toma Dechuya B'tzibur? What does this mean? So as we said, when there's Toma, we bring the Karban Pesach with Toma and we eat it. The question is, how far does this heter go? Do we say Toma Hotra B'tzibur, that when there's Toma, there's a complete heter? There's an all-across-the-board permission that this Karban Pesach is allowed to be eaten, and that means that even Tomei people could eat it. Or do we just say Dechuya, that whatever's absolutely necessary to be done is done, but not more, it's just pushed off, that's what Dechuya means. And therefore, in this case, when the only thing the Toma Kanim are doing are sprinkling the blood, but they're not actually touching the meat, so then only Tahayim are allowed to eat it, and people who are Tomei and Am Yisrael are not allowed to eat it. That's the question. So Rav Hila answers, it says in the Pasuk, V'basar shi'i b'chal tamei lo yachel, the meat, which is referring to kachim, that touches tamei, is not allowed to be eaten. What relevance does it have to hear? How are you loy nogabai tamei? But this meat wasn't touched by anyone tamei. And also the Pasuk says, V'basar kol tahar yachel basar, and the meat, also referring to kachim, anyone who's tahar is allowed to eat it, and areyesh kan tarim sheichluhu. Over here we have tarim that could eat it. The majority of Am Yisrael is tahar, and the meat is tahar. So according to Rav Hila, only tahar are allowed to eat it, not tameim, which would tell us the toma, the chuyi b'tzibur, not toma hotra. Rav Zaira, he tells us, Me'achar she'ilu ha-pesach haba b'toma v'nechal b'toma, since we have this rule that the Karban Pesach, which comes b'toma, is eaten b'toma, v'hacha, over here also, k'misha b'toma, it's like it's b'toma, even though, yes, we found the technical way out of it, then no one tamei touches it, nonetheless, it's still considered a pesach haba b'toma, so it could be eaten even by tameim, and according to Rav Zaira, obviously, this is toma hotra b'tzibur. Now, v'yeda Amar, where did Zaira say this? In actuality, he never said this b'feirush, but it's based off of something that he said. D'Amar Shmuel Shmuel said, Rav Zaira by Rav Zaira has the following, Baba Tomas Hadam, let's say the dam of the Karban Pesach again Tomei. Hey Chavida, how do we look at that? What's the story? On one side, Me'achar She'in Matir Loi Lizraik, since in a regular Karban, if the dam became Tomei, Lechatchila, it's not permitted to sprinkle. But by a Karban Pesach, it would be, if it's Tomei, K'misha Baba Toma, then perhaps we look at this Karban Pesach as if it's a classic Karban Pesach, which is Baba Toma, and then it would be allowed to be eaten. Oy, perhaps, Me'achar She'ilu Arav Rezarak, since with a regular Karban, even though Lechatchila, if the dam becomes Tomei, it's not allowed to be sprinkled, but if the Kohen was over and he was Zayrik it, so there's a Ritzoy, we had mentioned this yesterday, it's called the Tzitz being Miratzeh, that even though the blood of the Chatchila wasn't allowed to be sprinkled, if the Kohen did do so, the Tzitz of the Kohen Gadol is Miratzeh for that, so maybe K'misha Loi Baba Toma, maybe that means that there's really no difference between a regular Karban, the blood being Tamei, and a Karban Pesach, its blood being Tamei, so therefore it's not like it's Baba Toma. Now this whole question of Zayra is specifically in regards to the Dam, because there is a comparison between Dam of a Karban Pesach being Tamei, and Dam of a regular Karban being Tamei. The Mashmash from there is, let's say we're not talking about the Dam, we're talking about a different part of the Karban, which is Tamei. And over there, there's no ability to say that the Tzitz is Miratzeh, because again, the Tzitz is only Miratzeh for Dam. It's Masha from Ze'era that is able to be eaten with Toma, which obviously tells us that Toma Hotra B'tzibur, not Dechuya, and that's where we learn it from. So now the Gemara goes back to this original question of do we say Toma Hotra B'tzibur or Toma Dechuya B'tzibur, and as we now says, Nishmim Nadal, it's learned from the following. Demar B'Sher, Rishai says as follows, we have a Pasuk that tells us, V'nasa Aaron is Havana Kadashim, this is the Pasuk that talks about the Tzitz being Miratzeh, that Aaron referring to the Kohen Gadol, he shall be Nisei, he shall carry or he shall elevate the sin of Kadshim, again referring to Dam, which was Tomei, that was sprinkled, and the Tzitz is Miratzeh. Now what do we learn from here? Avoin HaKrivim V'loy Avoin HaMakrivim. The Tzitz is only Miratzeh for a sin of the Krivim, for a part of the Karban which is brought, namely Dam, Chelev, or Basar, that's what the Tzitz works for, but not for the Avoin of the Makrivim. If the Makrivim, the Kohanim, they're Tomei, the Tzitz is not Miratzeh for them. And now we further explain. Hifresh ben Kriven L'Yachad, the Kriven Tzibur, there's a difference between a Karban Yachad and Karban Tzibur. HaKriven L'Yachad, the parts of a Karban Yachad which are brought, Im Yeshloy, if a person has a different animal and his has a problem with it, it became Tamei, I'm remiss, we just tell him, Havei, bring your other animal. Vimla, but if he doesn't have another animal, Ein Matir Le Lizer Gaz Damei. Lechatchila, the kain is not allowed to sprinkle the blood, however, Avar Vizarak, Hurtza. If the kain was over and he did Zrikas Adam, then there's Ritzoy because of the Tzitz. But what about Hamakriven Le Yachid, the Kayahanim, if they're Tamei and they're bringing a carbon Yachid, Ben Sheyashloy, Ben Sheein Loy, Loy Hurtza. Whether there's another carbon or there isn't another carbon, there's no Ritzoy, it just simply doesn't work. Now, what about Hakriven Le Tzibur? When we're talking about a carbon Tzibur, Im Yesh, if there's another carbon to be brought, I'm remiss, we tell him, Have bring that carbon, Vimlav, if there isn't another carbon Tzibur to be brought. Matirin lizrik betchila, then lechatchila we allow him to sprinkle the blood. And I'm a kriven letzibur in regards to the kehanim by a carbon tzibur, ben sheyeshle ben sheinle, whether or not there's another carbon of vazar kurtza. If he was iver and he did the zrika, there's a ritzoi. Now, what do we learn from the second part when we're talking about a carbon tzibur? When we said ha kriven letzibur that if there isn't another carbon to be brought, then lechatchila we allow him to do zrika sadam. That clearly tells us toma dechuyi betzibur that only if there's no way out, if there's no other option, so then we say okay, that tzitzis maratze. But if there is another way out, we say take that other way out, find another way to do it, and don't do it in a state of toma. So we clearly see toma dechuya, not hutra. Now we continue our discussion. Amar Blazer, Blazer says masnisa our meshna when it says the karm pasach could be brought b'toma and eaten b'toma beba b'toma mishar rishayna. That's only when roiv of Am Yisrael was tame before the shechita avol and baba tahara. If it was brought b'tahara, it was shechted and everyone was tahar v'nitma, and then the majority of Am Yisrael became tame. Ain't an echav b'toma, then it's not eaten in a state of toma. Now let's say shechted b'tahara was shechted in a state of tahara v'nitma atzibur, and then they became tame. Still, Yizar Katam B'Tahara, the blood could be sprinkled in a state of Tahara by the Kehanim, V'al Yachal Basar B'Toma, the meat just shouldn't be eaten B'Toma. Now, whose Shita is this? Rab Lassas, B'Shem Rab Yechnon, Rab Nasan, he, this is Shita's Rab Nasan. We had a Shita on the previous daf, Rab Nasan, Rab Nasan says, Yaitin B'Zrika B'Lai Achila, that we could be Yaitzer Achiv of bring the carbon Pesach simply by being Zarek the Dam, even though the meat's not being eaten. It's not like the Tanakam of the Mishnah, but at least we have Shita's Rab Nasan, that as long as the Zrika Sadam was done B'Kashros, even though the meat is Tame and it can't be eaten, they're Yaitzer the Achiv of carbon Pesach, so must be that this is who the Ma'an Domer the Braisa is. The Braisa continues, don't sign home based on top, Shachtu B'Tahara, let's say we Shachtu and say Tahara, V'nit Ma'adam, and then the blood became Tomei, not the people, but the blood, take out the word Hatzibor, Yizar Kadam B'Toma, the blood should be sprinkled B'Toma, Val Yochal Abasar B'Toma, but the meat should not be eaten B'Toma. The Rabbi Yirmi says B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, arguing that actually this Braisa could be the Chamim, and it doesn't have to be Rab Nasan. Why is that? Because B'nei Marasa Ayin. The reason why it's not allowed to be eaten is because of Marasa Ayin. Namely, Me'ikra Adin, even if it was Shechted B'Tahara, and afterwards there was Toma, we still allow Zrika Sadam, and really it should even be allowed to be eaten. It's only because of Maris Ayin that it's not eaten. What is the Maris Ayin? Shalo Yomer, so people shouldn't say Reinu Pesach Baba Tahara, that we saw the Karim Pesach was Baba Tahara v'Nizrik Batuma, and it was Nizrik Batuma, and that's what's not allowed to be eaten, because in a different situation wouldn't want a person to eat it. So that's why now it's not allowed to be eaten, but still L'chatchilo the dam is sprinkled, and that would be even according to Sheetz Chachamim, not just according to Rab Nasan. Ask more if that's really so. Me'ato Lo Yizrik Hadam Batuma, the dam shouldn't be sprinkled in the state of Tuma. Shalo Yomer, so people don't say Reinu Pesach Shabbat Tahara, that we saw Pesach was brought b'tahara v'nezik b'toma and was sprinkled b'toma, and therefore hasayf echmeimer Rab Nasan, you have to say that this brass Rab Nasan and it doesn't fit with Shitas Chachamim. Now we continue discussing Shitas Rab Nasan, which again is that even though the meat can't be eaten, we'll still do zrikas adam. Still, Mad Rab Nasan agrees, but chayla b'zakein, that it can't be the carbon Pesach was shechted for a chayla or a zakein. It has to be the person had the ability to be able to eat it because he was tahar or there was tahara involved and the person wasn't sick and they weren't old and only afterwards an issue arose. It can't be the lechatchila the person was sick or old and they weren't able to eat from it. And also, Rav Nasan he bechabura shenitma ayved shalah. Rav Nasan also agrees that if the ayved, the kayin of this chabura, he became tamei shenitchal pesach sheni, then everyone in this chabura they get pushed off to pesach sheni. And we're not going to say the dam should be sprinkled. And also, Rav Nasan agrees bechabura shenimtzis yabelas ba'ira, that if after shechting and skinning the korban pesach a yabelas, a wart, was found on the hide shenitchal pesach sheni, that they're pushed off to pesach sheni. Now, once we mention this case, we have another one. Chamish chaburas shenis arvu ayres peschein. We have five chaburas that the hides of their pesachim got mixed up. And a yabeles, a wart was found on the hide of one of them, meaning that that one was really possible, and we don't know which one it was. Kul and yatzul beis reifa, all of them have to be brought out to be burned, because we don't know which one of them is possible. However, turin milasas pesach sheni, they're still potter from being pesach sheni. That's because only one of them would have to bring another carbon, and if we're going to say that all five of them do, that means four of them are bringing a carbon that they really don't have to, and then that turns out it's chulin ba'azara, and that's a problem. So if they're all yotzei their din, a carbon pesach, they don't have to bring pesach sheni, but obviously they can't eat any of their kabanos because we don't know which one was the pasal one. Now, sorry, maybe they want to say Rab Nasan he. This is according to Rab Nasan, who holds that even though the Pesach can't be eaten, the dam is still allowed to be sprinkled. And over here, that's exactly what happened. By the time the dam was sprinkled, none of them were really allowed to eat their Pesach. And if you want to say they don't have to do Pesach Sheni, that seems like Rab Nasan. However, Tifter could be explained that Divra Koil, according to everybody else, but Mitzvah Safik Kevra Atahim, it's referring to it became Tame with Safik Kevra Atahim, meaning there's a Safik Toma here, Ukrib Nasan Zarika Sadam, and according to Rab Nasan, there's Rika Sadam, so really it could be according to everybody. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.